Happy Wednesday, everyone. Today is February 3rd, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1876, Albert Spaulding invests $800 to start a sporting goods company, manufacturing the first official baseball, tennis ball, basketball, golf ball, and football. In 1942, baseball owners agreed to permit each club up to 14 night games in the upcoming season. In 1964, the French sisters that we spoke about earlier this week, Marielle Gotsick and Christine Gotsick, repeat in reverse order their top two finishes in the slalom 2 days earlier in the Winter Olympics. In 1965, the Braves offer Milwaukee $500,000 to terminate their lease a year early. The proposal was turned down by the city of Milwaukee. In 1972, the 11th Winter Olympic Games open in Japan. It's the first time the Olympics have taken place outside of North America and Europe. In 1989, Baseball's National League announces Yanks broadcaster Bill White will be its first African-American president. In 1990, Daryl Strawberry voluntarily enters Smither Center for Alcohol Rehab. In 1993, the Cincinnati Reds owner Marge Schott is suspended 1 year due to racist comments. In 1998, New York Yankees replaced general manager Bob Watson with Brian Cashman. In 2002, the New England Patriots and Tom Brady win their first Super Bowl. Ironically, in 2008, the year the Patriots went for the perfect season, they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl on the exact same day. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today, we're going to look at the most recent event on our list from today, the attempt at perfection by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick that ultimately fell flat on its face in 2008. I'm talking about the Patriots' perfect season with an asterisk. The Patriots entered the offseason following a stunning loss to the rival Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship after blowing a 21-3 first-half lead. After having lost their two starting wide receivers in the previous offseason, the Patriots added Dante Stallworth in free agency and traded for Wes Welker from the Miami Dolphins and Randy Moss from the Oakland Raiders in the spring. Welker would tie for the NFL lead in receptions with TJ Houshmandzadeh in 2007, while Moss would set an NFL regular season record with 23 touchdown catches, part of his 98 receptions. The season began with controversy when the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots organization were penalized by the NFL for their involvement in the videotaping of opponents' defensive signals from an unauthorized location in their Week 1 game against the New York Jets. This came to be referred to in the media as Spygate. Early in the season, the Patriots won their first two games by identical scores of 38-14 and followed up the next game with a score of 38-7. Despite the media scrutiny, the Patriots continued to gain momentum, winning mid-season games by scores such as 49-28, 52-7, and 56-10. As quarterback Tom Brady emphasized the team's desire to blow out and, quote, kill teams. The Patriots set the record for most points in a season with 589, shattering the previous record by 33 points. The Patriots won 12 games in which they surpassed the 30-point mark, 4 games which they surpassed the 40-point mark, and 2 in which they surpassed the 50-point mark. The Patriots clinched the AFC East after their 11th game in Week 12. In the season finale, the Patriots sought to finish the regular season with the first 16-0 record in NFL history and did so successfully. In that game, Brady and Moss connected on 2 touchdown passes, Moss setting his 23-catch record, breaking Pro Football Hall of Fame member Jerry Rice's 22 touchdown receptions, and with Brady setting an NFL record with 50 touchdown passes on the season. It was the first undefeated regular season in the NFL since the 1972 Miami Dolphins finished 14-0. Brady earned his first NFL MVP award while the Patriots' offense destroyed numerous NFL records, including those for touchdowns, points scored, and point differential. With the number one seed in the AFC playoffs, the Patriots first defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-20, then the San Diego Chargers 21-12, to advance to the Super Bowl, their sixth in franchise history. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, with this accomplishment, they became the first professional sports team since 1884 in any of the four major American sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, to win the first 18 games of their season. Facing the prospect of a perfect 19-0 season with a victory over the underdog New York Giants, analysts saw the 2007 Patriots as being the greatest team in NFL history. Despite being the overwhelming favorite to win the game, the Patriots failed to protect a 4-point lead on the Giants' drive late in the fourth quarter. A dramatic pass from a scrambling Eli Manning, combined with an acrobatic catch by wide receiver David Tyree, put the Giants deep in Patriots territory, and a Manning touchdown pass to Plexico Burress gave the Giants a lead with just 35 seconds left. The Patriots could not score again and came out on the losing end of what is considered one of the greatest upsets in sports history. The Patriots ended the season 18-1, becoming one of only three NFL teams to finish their season, including the postseason, 18-1. The NFL Network named the 2007 Patriots the number one team on their list of top 10 teams that did not win a Super Bowl. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or any other platform. And follow and like us on all social media at Sport History Pod. Again, we can be found at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.